In these times of heightened national security, there's been new attention placed on checking applicants for sensitive areas of government work. A study commissioned by the U.S. Department of Energy has found that the polygraph, or lie detector test, is not reliable enough to be used either for employment screening or in ferreting out spies. The report stressed that no spy has ever been caught by a polygraph. So what are some ways in which someone who is suspected of spying can be identified and checked? David Major is a 23-year veteran of the FBI. He was the director of counterintelligence at the National Security Council during the Reagan administration. Mr. Major is now the vice president of the Center for Counterintelligence and Security Studies. He joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And what's the drawback of the polygraph?
Well, it carries with it an awful lot of emotion. The polygraph has a lot of functional uses, but it is there's been many, many studies like this trying to find how to really use this. First of all, you can use it as a screening tool, and that's how it's been used by the CIA and NSA for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And that's different than a polygraph, which is an issue polygraph, which is used in criminal work. The polygraph also carries with it the emotion of historically it was used to be very intrusive on people's personal life in the process of looking for a screening. For example, mm-hmm. they used to ask about their sex lives and criminal behavior and drug use, and that has gone away, but it still carries with it the legacy of those very intrusive kinds of questions.
In your judgment, what are some of the features that security agencies have been overlooking or getting fooled by?
As it relates to the polygraph?
As it relates to the whole idea of hiring qualified people who will not betray the U.S. government.
Well, we have a long history of struggling with the problem of betrayal. Remember during World War II, when we had very little screening process for the government, there were 235 Russian spies inside the government, but there was no centralized screening process. Now, the Bureau had a very arduous program under Hoover, and while the Bureau was not penetrated during that time frame, at the end of the day, in the year 2001, we found out that the worst spy in American history was, in fact, an FBI agent, Bob Hansen. Mm-hmm. But he never had to take a polygraph, and that probably emboldened him. One of the things we find out about polygraphs is that they are great deterrents. And while the scientific studies have said it's not 100%, it's not a magic bullet, it does not solve every problem, but it is a tool that can be used both by screeners for giving clearances, but particularly for people doing investigations, particularly espionage investigations.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not clear to me. Is security screening something like is it a one-time process?
I've been doing this for 32 years. I just had my last polygraph last year. You go through a reinvestigation every 5 years, or generally every 5 years, sometimes every 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this NSA, CIA, FBI?
Almost all of the national security organizations and the Department of Energy. Mm-hmm. You get a Q clearance if you have access to bomb material, and you have to do that periodically. If you have access in the FBI, CIA, NSA, NRO, all the national security community organizations, including State Department, they do reinvestigations. And those investigations tend to keep honest people honest. You probably never uncover a spy that way, but you can uncover indicators, possibly, of problems.
But what about somebody who, let's say, wants to work at a nuclear power plant? What kind of screening procedures can, in your judgment, be tightened or created?
Well, there is a screening process for people who work at nuclear power plants. That probably the screening process will change as a result of 9/11. It was interesting. There was a time when people in that exact situation were only given a criminal check and a financial check. Today, you would want to look into what's the stability of this person, what's their background, what's the background of their family. For example, they check myself, my family, my wife, her family. Well, they're going to polygraph those people. I don't think they will. I think that the Department of Energy is looking at polygraphs for people who have Q clearances, people who have access to bomb-making technology versus the nuclear power plant.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that this decision is going to make the backlog of people we're told who need to be checked for security employment even worse?
I don't know about backlog. It'll be depending on how they respond to this study. I mean, there are other studies just like this. Mm-hmm. If I might digress, in 1983, the FBI was trying to decide whether it should have polygraph as a screening program. And the man that was put in charge of that study looked at all the scientific information, headed the study, and came back and he said, it's not reliable. You know who that man was? Bob Hansen. who already was a spy himself by that time. Now, that's not the same.
Well, he had a point.
He did have a point from his perspective. He certainly didn't want to have to take it, which means that we've been studying this a long time. This may not change an awful lot of things. It will make it more difficult to use this tool. Mm-hmm. See, the real dilemma of counterintelligence is when to open up a case on somebody. At the end of the day, it is when to, what I used to do as a supervisor, open and assign a case. Look at this person. You know, look at David Major. Mm-hmm. We think there's a problem here. That's the most difficult task. Once you begin to investigate an individual that you believe may be involved in espionage, then it's just like any other kind of investigation, because you have millions of people who have access to secrets. And the vast majority of counter-espionage investigations, the subject is never interviewed. Most people who have been looked at, they don't even know that ever took place.
So they don't even know?
They don't even know.
Mr. Major, thanks very much.
Thank you.
David Major, Vice President for the Center for Counterintelligence and Security Studies.